Welcome to the Coach for Tutors podcast, where we grow your tutoring business with each episode. My name is Michael Gibbon, the founder of the Coach for Tutors podcast and Coach for Tutors. This episode is brought to you in part by our sponsor, Tutorbird. Tutorbird is the one-stop shop for all your tutoring administration needs. Schedule your sessions, teach online, receive payments, and so much more with Tutorbird. Today, we are joined by the amazing and inspiring Arthur Moore. Arthur, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on, Michael. Absolutely buzzing for this conversation.
It's an absolute pleasure. And we are going to be talking about a really important topic, embracing the power of autonomy as well as community as a tutor, because there is that balance. Before we jump into that, we're going to a little bit more about Arthur. Arthur is a highly experienced maths teacher, tutor, and examiner. Above all, he is passionate about education and embracing ideas to get better at what we do. Educate. He works with teachers, tutors, parents, and students while also hosting the educational podcast, Teaching and Tutoring Tips. And I have to say, I've been on Tutoring Tips and it is an awesome podcast, amazing experts there. Definitely check it out and welcome, Arthur.
Thank you so much. And thank you for your kind words, Michael. It was awesome having you on Tutoring Tips. So it's awesome being on your podcast this time.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Getting the ball rolling. What are the benefits of autonomy as a tutorpreneur? If you've left the classroom or you're jumping into the tutoring sphere for the first time, what are some of those benefits?
I think often as teachers in classrooms, no matter the context in which we work in, we're naturally restrained by the school we work in, the systems, just by the very nature of the context we work in. Being a tutor kind of allows us this complete autonomy. We're not governed by what the school needs us to do or what that class needs us to do. The only thing we really need to think about is what we can do for our student or students in that moment. That autonomy as an educator is just amazing, because we don't have to teach how we think we are supposed to teach. We can teach what is right for us and that our student in that moment. I just love that autonomy of doing what I think is right for my students and using my experience and my training to guide me on that journey. I love the autonomy you get as a business owner, an entrepreneur, self-employed, however you want to call it.
Oh, amazing. Definitely, like you said, when we have that autonomy, we are given the creative, emotional, social freedom to really break some of those confines and help students on their terms and on our terms as well, and make the best possible opportunity for growth.
No, absolutely. If I just give an example, I was working with a student last night. I kind of thought I knew what we were going to talk about. As you said, I teach maths. I realized in that moment that there was this specific problem the student was struggling with. And if I had a class of loads of students, or I had my timetable up and I knew this, I might have to say, oh, we're going to do that at another point, or I'll think about this. Whereas as a tutor, I was able to identify that straight away and then adapt the session straight away for that student. So that student is not having to go, oh, I don't know what's going on here, or keep making the same mistake, which is just going to reinforce it. Embrace that autonomy and go away from your lesson plan or what you wanted to do in order to help the student in that moment. And as a maths teacher, that's so important. So often I'm working with students and it's not they can't do the topic in that moment. It's they've got some kind of misconception before we even get to that topic. And as a tutor, I can identify that and I can fix it as soon as possible. It's such an awesome feeling as an educator, isn't it? Where you're like, oh, I've spotted the issue. Let's fix it right now. And that's what we're in this game to do. We're all educators. Yes, we're tutorpreneurs, entrepreneurs, business owners, but we're educators. And that's what we're here to do.
100%. You've nailed it. That's really what it is. We are here for our students. We want them to excel in as many avenues as we can, and we want to be able to help them as proactively as we can to reach their full potential. Now, does autonomy though, because like you said, there's a lot of autonomy as a tutorpreneur, as an entrepreneur, doing these different pieces, does it provide us the chance for community building?
Yeah, I think from another aspect, Michael, when we're this autonomy of kind of running our own business and teaching away, it also allows us to align with the community and the people that we want to. I've worked for big organizations in school. I've worked for small independent schools, and you naturally align with the school systems. Oh, we use this technology, so I'll align with that system. Or my school is part of this big community, so I will naturally be a part of that community. Whereas an individual tutor, I have the autonomy to go, well, right now I need support in this area of my business or my pedagogy or as my teaching. I'm going to go to this community. I'm going to talk to these people. Oh, there's this excellent conference I really want to go to in March. I wouldn't be able to do that if I was a classroom teacher, but I can do as a tutor. I just love that ability to organically find the communities that are kind of aligned with my values, but also what I need. I also have the time and resources to input into that community. We all know with communities, the more you put into it, the more you get out of it. It's just that freedom to go, oh, I really like what this person is doing right now. I'm going to reach out to that person and I'm going to speak to them. I had this yesterday. There was someone who I've been chatting to on LinkedIn. We're like, look, let's just sit down and have a cup of tea on Zoom together. And we chat about education. We chatted about our tutoring businesses. We talked about certain students we were working with and how we can do even better by them. I just love that freedom that kind of tutoring gives you to kind of explore communities that work for you in that moment, Michael. And kind of that changes over time. When I first became a tutor, I was looking for a very different community to support me. Whereas I've been doing this for a few years now, I want to slightly adapt my community and I'm reaching out for other things. I love that ability to pick and choose the absolute awesome people that I get to talk to every week. And mainly, Michael, I get to learn from awesome people. And you probably find this with your podcast. You get to talk to brilliant people doing brilliant things. And that only makes you better at what you do.
Absolutely. I love what you just said, Arthur, about how our communities evolve with time based on our needs, but also based on what we see. This could be somebody I really want to talk to. Most of the time, people are very open to having that one-on-one or having a small group connection or connecting in a larger community. Like you said as well, you can learn from so many different people. I'm sure with your podcast, you have an opportunity to learn from those individuals. And same, I'm learning so much from the individuals that I host on my own podcast. And in my community, I'm always learning. And when you're a teacher, you can learn from your students as well and from staff. And as a tutor, you're always learning from your students too. It's a lifelong learning process and a lifelong learning career that has so many wonderful, rich rewards just by reaching that olive branch out and growing.
I completely agree. You can take our relationship, Michael. If we're both working in schools full time, are we going to be able to sit down and have a chat about education? Even we've done this off pod, Michael, sit down and have a chat about education. Probably not. But because we've got all that autonomy and time and resources in terms of our own kind of emotional ability to reach out, we've sat down, we've had a chat on LinkedIn, then we've talked in person, and now we're chatting on a podcast. I just think that's an amazing thing that we can embrace as educators. Every time I talk to an educator, I learn something and it makes me a better educator. And that comes back to what we were talking about. Yes, I'm a business owner. Yes, I'm self-employed. Yes, all this stuff. But mainly, I'm an educator. And if I'm passionate about what I do and I get better at what I do, everything else will work. I'm an educator. I love learning. And one of the best ways to learn is to just talk to people. It's brilliant.
Absolutely. I'm not sure, Arthur, for yourself, but I know when I started my journey in running my tutoring company in 2011, I remember feeling like I just have myself and I was afraid to ask for help because I perceived asking for help as a weakness, possibly that I wasn't doing something right. And that couldn't be further from the truth. You have a community of people to support you. You start to connect with people, you learn, you grow, and you can be a better self for your students, better self for your other tutors if you're hiring them, and a better leader as well. It helps you to grow as a person. Yes, I have the opportunity to tutor students and we have this wonderful chance to enrich and build connections. It's the power of the relationships that's going to really be what the sustainability factor is for your business and also what's going to help you to grow as a tutorpreneur.
I could not agree more, Michael. I'm doing one of those things you should never do on a podcast. I'm just sitting here nodding. I'm just nodding away because I completely agree with everything you say, especially at the start of my business. If anyone's listening to this and you're at the very start of your individual tutoring journey, like, never be scared to reach out to people and say, can I ask you a question? Can I ask to do this? I wish I'd done more of it in the kind of first year because, again, like you, I was like, oh, what if I ask a question? Are they going to be judging me? Are they going to be like, that's a silly question? I think one thing we always say to our students and we should say to ourselves is there are no stupid questions when you don't know the answer. Go and ask those questions. If someone messaged me on LinkedIn, Michael, just a question about education, mm-hmm. like I'm not going to ignore that person. I'm going to come back and talk to them because I've got so much out of talking to educators and I just love talking education. And so many educators are like that. I can't think of many times at all that I've reached out to someone in education and just been told, I don't want to talk to you. It doesn't happen. We're here to learn. It's what we do. We teach and we are learning as we teach. And absolutely, just reach out people, because it will benefit you as Michael was saying, it will benefit you as a tutor. It will benefit you as a business owner. And it will also massively benefit you as a person. Ultimately, that's what we all want to be, right? We all want to be better people.
Arthur, it's been fantastic connecting with you today about, the power of autonomy and community and relationships. Where can our listeners find you?
If people want to reach out to me personally, the best place is probably on LinkedIn. If you just go LinkedIn and type Arthur Moore Tutor, I will come up somewhere. You can also find me on two podcasts that I host. I host the teaching podcast, Tea and Teaching, where me and my co-host Mike Carwell talk to some of the biggest and best educators from across the world. I also host Tutoring Tips, which is the mini podcast where top tutors share a top tip. And those podcasts are something you can listen to in the time it takes to make a cup of coffee or a cup of tea. If you are interested in being involved in Tutoring Tips, all we need to go is go on to Tutoring Tips wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll see in the episode notes where you can record your own tutoring tip and share it with all the listeners who just want to hear a top tip from a top tutor. Please do reach out. As I said, on LinkedIn is the best place, so please do come and find me.
Brilliant, Arthur. We'll definitely put all those links below for our listeners. And thank you so much again for being here today with us.
Oh, an absolute pleasure, Michael. Have an awesome day.
Thank you for listening to the Coach for Tutors podcast. And thank you again to our sponsor, Tutorbird, the all-in-one system for all your tutoring business admin needs. Save time to work on your business, not in your business, with Tutorbird. As always, everybody, make it a great day.